Well, this is the first time I've ever done this, so. But how many teachers are in the audience? Couple? Yeah? Okay. Well, one of the stories that I got to listen to that he was doing my first day as an aide in a school district in the North County, I listened and I looked at this guy and I went, wait a minute, there's something about him. He looks so familiar. And then I realized I knew the characters in the story he was telling. And I went, oh, so yes, we go back a ways. So the idea of school to me is multifaceted. When I was working up north, I worked with a lot of kids that had difficulties learning or their lives were a little less conventional. And that prepared me greatly for my present job working at the big house down the highway. And so my first job at CMC was a teacher for ESL students. And I had a working knowledge of Spanish, and most of my gentlemen students were migrant, and they really were unschooled. So the idea of giving somebody a worksheet and they don't know what to do with it. They really don't even know how to write their name. They don't know you negotiate down a page from the top to the bottom. They don't know a noun from a verb. They don't know basic English. So we had a great deal of work to do, and we had people that had a command of English but weren't quite literate. But we also were mainly working on a working vocabulary so that they could make their needs known to staff. So I'll tell you two little stories. One of my first, yes, I'm not working in, this isn't Kansas anymore, was I was very earnestly doing a just basic, noun. And then, what a noun is, person, place, or thing. And so we're naming all the things in the room. And then we went ahead and gave the guys a worksheet, and they had their word bank at the top, and we went over the word bank. And then we were later on introducing the idea of an adjective. And in Spanish, the adjective goes after the noun. But most of the time in English, the adjective goes in front of the noun. So the red house, the brown table, let's see, slow dance. And I remember this very earnest student getting so excited, probably because he was prompted by a number of other people at his table. And he said, "Maestro, maestro, I got it. This gentleman was not known for always having the right answer, if not even on the topic. But, I'm being the, earnest teacher that I was. I said, "Okay, Mr. X, give it your best shot. What do you think?" And he goes, "Table dance." And I was so excited that he got the idea. Adjective before the noun. Yay! And then I realized what he said. Table dance. And I just turned bright red. And they all had a really good laugh. And then we kind of digested into something else. But that was one of my lessons of, okay, we're not in Kansas anymore. So, the other is just kind of what she was saying about when we have our literacy, I guess, what we call literacy in the United States is so far removed of what a lot of other countries call literacy. Cultural literacy is so embedded that when I made references to things that, were familiar to me, Disney movies, fairy tales, to look out and see blank faces, no recognition. You have to dig deeper to what is what you're talking about. And when I was talking about the idea of, you know, something as simple as freedom represents something totally different to an incarcerated population. And yet, to a population of teenagers, it's usually, you know, like after school. So I'll end on the note of one of the other stories that I told a teacher. She was trying to decide between two students to give an award to. And she extolled this one student's penmanship about how he just had such beautiful handwriting. And another student who had great story content, but you could barely read what he wrote. And I said, well, which of the students, you know, I said, I would think that the content is really what the English is really about. The packaging is nice, but which one of those students would your award mean the most to? And she thought for a minute. She came back later and said, you know, I took what you said. And I was just an aide at that point. I hadn't gotten my credential. And I said, she told me, she goes, that really helped me move beyond the packaging, move beyond what we appear and what we see. Because as teachers, we want to be able to see what we're trying to read. But at the same time, it's really the words of what we say that are the most important. So as far as being schooled, I've been schooled many times by my students. That's for a later date. But I'm hoping to open everybody's idea to the idea of school. Thanks.